Welcome to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information about us, visit heritageoffaith.com.au. We hope you'll be blessed by today's message.
Father, I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for every spirit to be awake, Lord. Even if the flesh is sleeping, I thank you that minds are alert, that your spirit is awake. And Lord, that you are moving in this place right now. I thank you, Lord, every seed that goes out of my mouth will fall on good soil. Lord, to produce 100-fold in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. How awesome is worship? Don't you love coming to a church where the Spirit of God just moves? Amen. Do you know how blessed we are? Do you know how blessed we are for the facilities we have? Like, you know, people say you don't need a building. You absolutely don't. But, you know, I would rather be in air conditioning than out in the sun. Amen? Because then, can you imagine? I mean, you get up here and you all look like you're half asleep. But imagine with the heat on you all. Well, we're going to have to be watering stuff. Pastor Ian says he's awake. I just like having fun in church. Who has been here the last few weeks where I've been talking about mind shift? Okay, who hasn't? Okay, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the other two, because you have to build a foundation, line upon line. Amen? And for me to finish off today, you need to go back and understand the journey we've gone on to get to where we are today. I really believe that we're in for an exciting day. I believe I'm going to give you tools that if you use them, that you will be blessed. Amen. You will prosper. Amen. You will succeed. Yes. You will have victory. Yes. You'll have a life and life more abundance, the life Jesus promised. Amen. I don't know if I'm talking to the right people. Anybody in this place want that life and life in abundance? Amen. So we don't just come to church because it sounds nice, or you come listen to this strange guy with an accent. In actual fact, you all got the accent, not me. Just putting that out there. But we come to get the Word, right? Because we know the Word is alive and active. The Word changes our lives. But we have to be partakers. We have to activate it. We have to be doers of the Word, not just hearers. And that's my prayer every time I get up, that you're not just listening with your ears, but you're hearing with your spirit. Amen? Because when that seed goes in there, and you protect it and nurture it, and when the birds come and you swat the birds away, guess what happens? That seed starts to germinate. It starts to grow. And eventually, there's fruit in your life. Amen? Well, the last few weeks, we've been talking about mindsets. It's perspectives. It's a way people think. Blueprints. And we spoke about how, I'm not going to go into all that now. We've been talking about as a man thinks. The direction of your thoughts is where your life goes. Amen? We've been talking about that. Romans said that you have to renew your mind, right? That you be transformed, that you don't look the same. There's change in our lives. We also looked at that you have to put off the old man. You have to put off the old man and put on the new man. God don't do it. He did it on the cross. But he said, now I give you the tools to walk in that authority and be transformed and changed into the image that I want you to be. Yeah. Amen? And then it talks about God's ways were higher. In other words, we can't move in our natural realm. We have to be thinking the way God thinks and sees things. Yeah, amen. Amen? Especially when you get into prayer life. Sometimes we pray wrong because you're praying from this level. But when you start coming up here and praying from this level, you start praying in a different realm. Amen? And we spoke about setting our minds above. Now, someone, where's Deborah? She's not here, is she? She shared something with me a few weeks back. But I thought about this, and I'm going to share something with you shortly. But I thought, it's every believer should be having this conversation at some stage of their life. Who wants to know what it is? If you haven't already had that conversation, which I'm about to show you, you're going to have it. I hope you're going to have it. I hope you're going to have it. Can I have a picture of that image up? Just that little pretty butterfly. Quickly. For those that take time and need to read it twice, I'm just giving you a chance. That's the conversation we should all have at some stage with someone, where they look and say, but you've changed. And you turn around and you say, yes, but we're supposed to change. In other words, if I still look the way I used to look, there's a problem. Amen? When she showed me this image, I just thought I couldn't, it would be selfish not to share it with you all. Amen? But think about it as believers. Do we look different to those around us? The people that used to know us. I'm not talking about the church folk that you go to church with. I'm talking your family, relatives, your friends that you used to hang out with that you don't hang out with anymore. If they see you, will they look at you and go, you've changed? I know I've had people say that about me. I've had the good responses, but I've also had the bad responses. Amen? I've had the persecution. You're religious. You're crazy. I'm crazy for Jesus. And it's not called religion, it's called relation. Amen? We've got to change, church. Well, today I want to give you three keys. Tell your neighbor three keys. Three keys to renewing your mind, but also two things, two results of renewing your mind. So I want to give you three keys in renewing your mind and the two results when you renew your mind. Who's ready for that? You all ready for it? Let's get into the word this morning. Father, I just thank you right now once again, Lord, as we give this word, Lord, I thank you that the birds of the air will not kill, steal, and destroy, Father. But every seed that goes forth, Lord, this is a crucial message. Lord, if people can get a hold of this, their lives will change. So, Lord, I thank you right now that you cover every person here with your anointing. Lord, the blood of Jesus upon everyone, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, the first thing we're going to look at, the first key, is take every thought captive. Take every thought captive. 2 Corinthians 10, 45. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, not physical. Tell your neighbor, not physical. But mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments. In other words, anything that opposes God's word. Anything that tries to come and challenge God's word is an argument. Don't get into arguments, cast them down. Amen? It says, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now, what is the knowledge of God? It's an intimacy of Him. It's a knowing Him in an intimate way. It's understanding the kingdom of God. It's understanding His principles, His ways. It's knowing His character. It's knowing how He moves. It's knowing the Holy Spirit. So anything that comes against the knowledge of that, you need to cast down. That's what He's telling us. Amen? We need to take those things, cast it down, don't entertain them. But my question is this, how can you do that if you don't know what's in this? Amen? So we need to know what's going on in here from Genesis to Revelation. Don't just read one book and become a master at it, because you need to know the whole thing. Come on. We need to know from the beginning to the end. It's like I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying, can you imagine watching a movie and you want to tell everyone about the movie what you didn't like because you only saw the first 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes, but you haven't seen the whole thing to make a sound judgment. Amen? And that's sometimes what believers do. They take a snippet, make a judgment on everything else around it, and become a master of nothing. Amen? So look what he says. Pulling down strongholds. Do you know that behind every stronghold is a lion of fear? Every stronghold, the root behind it is either a lie or a fear that creates a stronghold in your life. So if you don't know the truth and you don't know what God's word says about you, it's so easy for strongholds to come into the body. Yeah, amen? So look here, it's a place of bondage, it's where God's word is brought under. So anytime, remember, the arguments try to exalt itself above the word of God, strongholds try to creep in. Amen? It's a place where confusion creeps in. So when confusion starts to come into your life and your world, even when you have beliefs, certain beliefs, and you're adamant, that's what I believe, but it's not accurate, that's a way the enemy puts strongholds into the body. That's where religion creeps in. That's where limitations. You know, some people love Jesus, but then they'll have issues around the things of the Spirit because they don't understand it. So what happens? Strongholds set in to stop the power of God working in your life. Can you see that? So we need to be careful. Anything that argues against the Word of God is a stronghold trying to set up camp. Can I have that other image? I thought the easiest way for me to explain it is with pictures. I like pictures. God speaks to me in pictures, dreams. That's how I see. Sometimes in the frontier, He doesn't always speak to me audibly. I see a picture of what He wants to do, and then I just respond to it. But can you see this fort? And so this is a fort and a stronghold that is set in place to keep things out. You all agree? You see that, right? Now I want to show you something. What the enemy does, picture that wall in setting up strongholds of fear, addictions, weaknesses, whatever it is. The enemy sets these bondages up. And picture your mind in the middle, the city, and the things of God trying to get into your life. And these things are set up so they can't, the word can't get into your world, into your heart, into your soul. You can't renew your mind. Can you see that? Yeah. So He sets these strongholds up that the Word of God can't get in. But what God wants to do is He wants to set up His stronghold of truth, His stronghold of promises, His stronghold of blessings, that when the enemy comes from the outside, he can't penetrate. Can you see that? You need to understand that. I thought, Lord, how can I explain to them and give them a picture of what the enemy does? But that's the best way. I can't explain it any better or simpler. But we have to be mindful of it, because this is the most valuable real estate on the planet, is between these two ears and yours. Amen. And so I was looking at this. I'm thinking how the enemy comes against the believers' minds to set up strongholds, to set up lies. Amen. Do you understand that, church? He sets up strongholds in countries. He sets up strongholds in cities, in nations, in churches. He finds ways to set up strongholds and come against lifting up the Word of God. So when fear comes in, you got to set up a counter and bring that argument down and go, no, He's given me love, power, and a sound mind. When sickness is something that recurs in your life and it's a stronghold that comes in, you go, no, He's redeemed me from the curse. I'm healed and made whole by His blood. See, you have to, this is an argument, a wrestle. It's not passive. The enemy is not passive. He's sly like a serpent, because he is a serpent. Amen? But we have to get aggressive. Sometimes we allow things to just creep in and do what they want, and we entertain it. You know, addictions, drunkenness, whatever it is. You know why? The enemy says, you're not worthy, but have some of this. That's a stronghold that he's trying to set up. You know what I mean? You're talking about relationships. I'm not good enough. No. I'm made in the image of Him, in His perfect image. I'm perfect in His image because He created me. Amen? So we've got to take these things seriously. We've got to watch. Joyce Meyers, I can't remember if she wrote a book on this or if she... not Battlefield. But she wrote, I don't know if it was a sermon, but she said, are you thinking about what you're thinking about? Are you thinking about what you're thinking about? And I thought about that what you're thinking about. And I really started thinking about what I'm thinking about, to think about what I'm talking about, to think about it. Serious. Do you know when I felt down at times? You know, believe it or not, sometimes you have a moment and you go, why do I feel like this? First thing, my wife, as caring as she is, you know, what's you thinking about? I'm like, that's really compassionate. But do you know that it's truth? And then you go, let me go back and think. What have I just been thinking the last hour, the last 2 hours? Oh, hold on. That thing was lingering around. Oh, that's why I'm feeling like this. Oh, the enemy's trying to move in and do something. Yeah. Come on, let's start getting the word out of my mouth and start to bring down that stronghold. That's how you do it. Amen. But you've got to be aware of it. Are you thinking about what you're thinking about? The other thing he does is, I was going to say something. We're live. He's a snake. I'll just say that. But you know that sometimes he'll put thoughts in you, and you think it's somebody else, or you think it's you thinking it, but it's actually him coming in as an imposter to make you think that you're thinking it, but he's coming in and planting the little voices in your head. But it's actually him putting it in your head. And you go, come on, I know I'm talking to somebody. Why am I thinking this? Whoever said that? Why am I thinking this? It's not you thinking it. He's planting seed so you can take it and it can bear root in you and it can the stronghold can encamp. Only way I know is what's in here to identify an alarm that goes off. That's not in line. Something's not right. Amen? God is good. And he says there in verse 5, bring it into obedience of Christ. So what's he saying? He's saying pay close attention to what you're thinking about. That's what he's saying. Conform to the word. If what's going on in here doesn't conform, I need to bring it into alignment. I need to renew my mind according to the word. Amen? It means to bring it to a command or bring it into submission. So you know what? You got to go. You come into submission because that's not the truth. It might be a fact. It might be a reality of something that's happened, maybe in the past. But guess what? The truth says, I'm free. The truth says, I'm blessed. The truth says, I'm healed. The truth says, I've got the mind of Christ. Amen? You know, there's only three things that can destroy strongholds. It's the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the blood. I'm talking demonic strongholds. I'm not just talking about a bad thought now and then we go, oh, do I have to see that person again? I know you all think that at times. Anyway. But I'm talking about strongholds that creep in to hold you in bondage. The only thing is the word of God, the blood of Jesus, and the name of Jesus. When you bring those three things into a situation and you keep pushing against it, those strongholds come down and you rebuild new ones. And you put angelic hosts around those ones. You put a hedge around like Job. You put a hedge around and say, you do not pass this place. You do not come past here. Yeah. But we have to do that. Amen? Key number two. Did you get key number one? There's a test on the way out. No coffee if they don't get it right. Man. Key number two. Think on things that are pure. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate, in other words, focus your minds on this thing, on these things. So to meditate, people think meditation is New Age. It's the source of it that makes it New Age or not. Meditation is from the Bible. Every successful king, prophet, king, priest, whatever, meditated throughout the scriptures. They tell us to meditate. In other words, over a period of time, is your mind focused on the things of God? That's what meditation is. Am I meditating on the promises for my life? Am I thinking about it all day? Am I thinking about His promise? Am I thinking about His word in a situation or circumstance that I've got to deal with? That's meditating the whole day. Amen? But look what he says, things that are of good report. In other words, avoid listening to negative reports. Ill reports, stop listening to them. Now they come in different forms. They come in the little voices in your head. What if? What if that happens? That symptom, it's life-threatening. Who made it life-threatening? You haven't even got a doctor's report yet and you're receiving that lie. Not going to make the end of the month. Who says? We're not in the end of the month yet. Do you know what? I'll tell you a true story. True story. What's my wife? In South Africa, I was late on a payment once. And I just didn't have it. And they called me up. And they said, what are you going to do about it? I said, it's not my problem. They said, it's your name. I said, it's not my problem. They said, it's your name. I said, no, God says He'll provide all my needs. It's His problem. There was silence and confusion on the other side. But I got to a point where I was like childlike. I was like, well, what do you wanting me to do about it? Like, would you like his number? I can tell you about him. You can go pray. But we had the breakthrough not long after that. That's where he taught me he's not always the God that's on time, but he's on his time. Because he's there to teach us stuff. Amen? But who am I listening to? What reports am I listening to? Sometimes we listen to these little voices. Sometimes somebody, I know it never happens here, never happens in this church, but you, I've heard of things before, previous places, other places, around the globe, all right? People come and say something. Did you hear that? What they're doing, starting to plant bad stuff in you. Bad stuff. Pastor didn't say hi to me this morning. Why didn't you greet me this morning? He didn't hug me. What's that doing? Thank you. Hello, Pastor. I feel better. I feel so much freer. Okay. You lost my track now. But can you see what happens? What does he do? That planting seeds of discord. So it's an ill report. But you can only know an ill report or bad report if I know it's this. Because anything that opposes, and I have the Spirit of God in me to discern, hold on, what's the enemy trying to do you? What use was that information to me? I'm trying not to say it, Lee, but I'm going to say it. And who are you? You don't know what that means? Go see Lee. He'll tell you. That's a personal joke. You all don't get it. I don't expect you to laugh. But we need to understand. Do you understand? We need to understand. Good reports. Sometimes you got to watch out Facebook. I'm trying to find the unfollow button. Because sometimes there's people's opinions on there that just, it doesn't line up with the word. It doesn't edify. Amen? So we got to watch. We got to be putting in us things that are of good report. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. And he talks about in verse 8, he says, if there's any virtue in it. You know what that virtue is talking about? Is the integrity and a high standard. In other words, what moral standards are we allowing into our lives? What are we listening to? What are we accepting? I was on a site the other day, and there was a tradesman, and he was, I don't know if he was having a nervous breakdown, or he had anger issues, but he was throwing his tools around, and the language, I was like, do you actually understand English? You've only used a few syllables since you've been here, and it's been 3 hours. I would like, do you need an IELTS course? Or, you know, they've got courses all over. Anger issues. But you know what? You've got to be careful what you're listening to around you all the time. You've got to isolate yourself. Amen? Don't watch the news all the time. People come and say, do you hear about the fires? I said, what fires? Can we pray for fires? I haven't been watching the news. I apologize. I'm serious. I don't watch, we don't watch TV. I actually thought about blessing somebody with a TV and getting a fish tank instead. Serious, we don't. So I don't know what's going on in the world, okay? If there was a world war starting, I wouldn't know. I thought, babes, did you see the fireworks? There was a missile. Really, I wouldn't know the difference. You've got to watch what you're allowing in you. And I'm not saying don't watch news. I'm just saying I don't want to watch news because I don't need to be contaminated with stuff. I just need to know we win. Is there anything we need to pray for in our community and for our people? Let us know. Let's get into agreement. Amen. And everyone else will let me know what's happening in the world. Key number three, meditate on his word. This one is so important because the other two can't be in effect if you're not doing this one. It says in Joshua 1:8, he says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Now, I was listening to that thinking, how does it not meditate from your mouth? You know why? He's talking about mutter, speak, ponder on it, think about it. So when I'm reading and I'm facing a situation, I'm going, Lord, your word says that you will meet my needs. I'm starting to have a conversation. I'm starting to mutter under my breath. I'm starting to meditate on it. I'm starting to vocalize what I'm hearing. Then I go to my wife and I go, you know, God says he's going to meet the need. Because look, yeah. And so what happens? We bring in meditation. We bring in utterance in. Amen. But we got to do it. It says day and night, not Sunday. Day and night, every day. Are we putting the Word of God in us? He says this, and observe to do all that is written in it. See, not only do we meditate on the word, but we've got to observe, then we've got to be doers of the word. And if we become doers of the word, what does he say? For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Who wants success? Who wants success in their marriage? Who wants success in their business? Who wants success in their career? Amen? Who wants success in everything? Raising children. And there's a lot of experts out there, but if you just go to the Bible, they'll teach you, the Bible will teach you some stuff. Amen? Finances, we heard this morning. Great message on finances. People don't like their topic in the body. Amen. In actual fact, I heard the stats, somebody shared it with me. In the United States, only 4% people tithe and give into the church. This is not condemning. I'm just sharing something. I want to show you something. What is the enemy doing? Setting up strongholds in an area. Who's it to stop the blessing for? The church or you? What does the word say? What did the Apostle Paul say? Not for your account, or not for my account, but it's for your account. In other words, that God can get seed and harvest to you. And you know what the value of it was? $1.8 billion of 4%. And I thought, imagine 20% sowed. How many billions would be coming into the kingdom and what you could do with it? Can you see that? The enemy looks for ways to... I'm just using that as an example. There's many examples. But I was talking about this the other day. He says, and you will make your way successful. So guess what? I don't need to keep begging the Lord. If I just do what is written, I make my way successful. If I do what the word says in my marriage will be successful because I do what it says. Not God does. He says, I've done everything already. I've written the manual. I've gone to the cross. I shed the blood. You have all authority. Yeah, everything's been given to you. Walk in it, son. Yeah. Walk in it, daughter. Amen. Amen? Praise God. You know, we have a guaranteed success. I don't know if there's anything in this world that's guaranteed right now. I don't know. But one guarantee we have is what's in this word. If we apply it and stand on it by faith, we will see what's written. We will see the blessing in our life. Amen? Who got those three keys? I'm going to test you. I'm going to walk around in the cafe afterwards. I'm going to test you all. Two results. I'm going to leave you with two results. Take another 10, 15 minutes. Two results of doing these things in your life. Who wants to hear two results? The first one. Ephesians 1:17 says this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Amen? Now look here. Wisdom comes as we spend time in the Word. What does wisdom mean? Practical application. In other words, when I spend time in the Word, God gives me practical applications to fix things in my life. Most people read the Bible and go, oh, it's so up there, I don't know how to. It's actually, the Bible is more practical than we actually realize, with a spiritual undercurrent. Amen? So he says the first thing you get is, by spending time in seeking me, you get wisdom. You get practical tools to succeed in life. I'll never forget my niece. She said, Sean, what happens if I give my life to Jesus? I don't like the life He gives me. I'm like, He made you. It's like a washing machine saying, please put dishes in me and not clothes. Amen? It's like a motor vehicle. You put some cereal in the tank and you drink the fuel at the servo. There's going to be malfunction. God designed you. He knows you. He created you. He knows the best life for you. And that's what I told her. So when I come into alignment, He gives me the practical application. The second thing is He gives me revelation. In other words, He gives me clear perception. He gives me clear understanding of how the things of God work. So guess what? When I have understanding and I have wisdom, nothing can stop me, nothing can deceive me. And guess what happens? The eyes of my understanding are opened up. I have enlightenment and I can move in truth. and avoid deception and lies. That's the first key. The second key is this. 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in health just as your soul prospers. There is a guarantee for prosperity. I said it from the platform. Prosperity. Prosperity. Prosperity is not just money. Prosperity is money, health, family, relationships, everything. God is a holistic God. He sees the big picture. And he says, I guarantee you success. I guarantee you prosperity in every area. If you will seek me, if you will renew your mind, if you will open up your minds, if you will get this in you day and night, if you take every thought captive, if you take every stronghold and bring them in alignment, amen? If you think on things which are good and pure and perfect and lovely and of good report, if you meditate on my word day and night, if you let it come out your mouth, you speak it, if you get it in your heart, you stop letting anything come into your life that doesn't line up with the word, I guarantee you success. I guarantee you prosperity in every area of your life. And you can take that to the bank. Amen. Can I call the worship team up? I didn't have to spend a lot of time on this message. I'm praying that it's simple application, but often you'll find a massive spiritual resistance. Listen to what I'm saying. It's a simple application, but there's spiritual resistance to apply this in your life. That's why you need stamina. That's why you need people around you to encourage you. You need people locked in. That's why this is a family doing life together. Amen? I tend to swing. Amen? You know why we need family? You need community. Community has been in the Word of God forever. God has been so after community. We need community. We need church family. We need people that would encourage each other. Amen? I had 3 people send me a message 2 weeks ago, a week ago. All spot on, same day. I needed encouragement. I was praying into something. And just confirmations came. Bang, 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 bang. That's what we yet to do, is build one another up, sharpen one another. Amen? And that's my prayer for you, that you would take hold of every stronghold, that you'd bring them in alignment, that you begin to take the word of God, get it in your heart, get it out your lips, stand on it by faith. Even if things don't look like it, you need to push, you need to resist, you need to stand. Brother Jerry always says, never give up, never quit. Doesn't matter how hard. When you want to quit, that's when you have to push harder. Yeah. Amen. That's when you have to give him one. You have to get into prayer. Take the word of God out. Even if you don't feel like it, speak it. Declare it. Amen? And phone somebody and say, I need you to stand in agreement with me. Amen?
Thanks for listening to today's podcast from Heritage of Faith Gold Coast. For more information, or if you have any questions, please go to our website, heritageoffaith.com.au. Have a blessed week.